CB Wallet Podcast. I'm Phil Lucas.
And I'm Phil Gerrard. Why are we here, Phil? Tell me immediately.
Well, we are going to talk about the world's greatest disasters and some of the ones you've probably never heard of. What went wrong?
Yeah.
How it went wrong.
Right.
Whether it was our fault or dear old God in the sky's fault.
Bloody God's fault. And remember, Phil, it's not our intention to make light of the sometimes quite substantial mortality rates of some of these disasters, is it, Phil?
No.
We're just interested in finding out what went wrong. And be honest, if it came on the news, I reckon you'd be interested. Yeah. God, you make me sick to my stomach.
I would, Phil. I do like the meat and gristle of any big disaster story.
Perfect. What are we wanging on about this week?
The Arch Deluxe.
It starts with a full quarter pound of beef, with fresh toppings, our chef's sauce, on a bakery soft roll. McDonald's Arch Deluxe. If it were any more grown up, we'd need to check your ID. It's McDonald's, with a grown-up taste.
Before we get going, Phil,
I
want to tell you and the listeners that this might sound a little bit different. I don't know.
Why is that?
Because I currently cannot hear out of my left ear.
What's happened to your ears, love?
Well, last night I was watching the final episode of Poldark, and I said to Jules, I said, now, would it be unromantic if I was to start putting some cotton buds in my ears?
Right. To clean them, as a sort of...
No, not as a sexual thing, or just to pass the time, because it was a bit, Poldark was getting a bit woke for me. I just thought it was about time to have a good old dig around. And now, she didn't mind that, and to be honest, we've been together 13 years, romance does not keep a roof above our head.
Dead, so romance is dead.
Exactly, so she was crack on, so I did that. Anyway, 10 minutes after I pulled the last one out, I realised I couldn't hear.
Man alive, you and me are falling apart.
Oh, I know, it's like Jill said this morning. I dropped her off. She said, I don't know why I'm going out with you. You've got a missing tooth, you're deaf in one ear, and you've got a new haircut that makes you look like Gary Rhodes in the 80s.
He said to me, I went to the doctor's ages ago for something that didn't turn out to be anything. He said to me, you know what, you're absolutely fine until you're 40. He said, everything is fine until you're 40. And after 40, things start falling apart a bit. But I did think I might get through the year. right, Phil, McDonald's.
Yes.
I love McDonald's.
They're great, aren't they?
I don't think people should think that I'm saying I love McDonald's because we'll get something from McDonald's.
No.
But if McDonald's want to give me a gift card, I will batter that thing. It'd be like when you saw like Coke addicts in the 80s credit cards, it would be battered with use. It's so nice. Mm. The thing about McDonald's is McDonald's hasn't changed seemingly since I was a kid. Like, you can go in and have exactly the same experience that I had when I was like 5 years old.
That's why it's so great. And that's why when they try and change it, it screws up.
That is the fundamental lesson that I always try and instill. Never, ever stray from the menu. Never stray from the main saver menu.
No. I've had to.
You've had to stray from the saver menu?
Because I'm veggie now.
Oh,
so
Philip
Lucas. I'm out with the hamburger. Yeah. I'm in with the spicy veggie wrap.
Oh my God, get out of my flat. The spicy veggie wrap?
Yeah.
You absolute piece of shit.
It's the... But
how can you look at yourself in the mirror?
It's not the same.
And order yourself a spicy vegetable wrap in McDonald's. Next you'll be telling me you order a fucking salad shaker.
No.
I think the salad shaker is possibly a myth.
They must throw away a lot of salad.
They fundamentally do not exist. what was your old order when you weren't completely mad?
Hamburger.
What? But there's nothing called a hamburger.
There is. You can just get a straight hamburger at McDonald's.
You just go for the small hamburger.
Yeah, but
not even a cheeseburger.
Oh, cheese.
You don't like cheese, do you?
No. And if I have anything,
God, you make my blood boil.
If I have anything bigger, it'll have lots of dirty sauces in.
Oh yeah.
Like mayos and I don't have any of that.
Oh.
So straight hamburger. If I'm hungry, I'll have two.
Two
hamburgers, large fries.
Lovely.
Apple pie.
Oh my God.
That is a 70s McDonald's menu.
But the apple pie is essentially madness.
What's wrong with an apple pie?
If I was with somebody and we went to a McDonald's and they ordered an apple pie, I'd think it was a statement order.
That's been there since the 70s, the apple pie.
Yes, it is, but it's still very much the hipster choice. Like the filet-o-fish.
Oh, come on, no.
The filet-o-fish has been there a long time, but you can't tell me if you were in a queue with somebody and they ordered a filet-o-fish, you wouldn't think, dickhead. It's been there since the 70s, and it's been the dickhead's choice since the 70s, the filet-o-fish.
So what's your round-off of a McDonald's meal, then?
You can have any drink, apart from the orange juice. Come on. You can have a coffee if it's early and you're on the motorway. I personally go for a chocolate milkshake.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Traditional.
Mm. You can feel your body weakening as you drink a McDonald's chocolate milkshake. A McDonald's milkshake has the consistency of very weak grout. You know, if you've mixed up a batch of grout and you're like, oh, that's not going to stick to the wall, that's too weak, that grout.
Just chuck a milkshake in.
It's exactly the same thing. Okay, and then the burgers you can have, right? Big Mac,
obviously.
That's
I can't, but that anyone else would.
That's
I
your major, that's your best
understand
choice.
Understand that.
Right? Then, if you like, you can go for a quarter pound of cheese, also a very good choice.
Okay.
You can have a double cheeseburger.
Right.
I consider the double cheeseburger to be a little bit of an upstart. Okay. Because it's only been around for about 10 years.
Right, so yeah,
so
that's
it's a little
traditional.
Bit, I'm not sure, but I will have one. You can have two cheeseburgers.
Right.
I will accept two hamburgers. You can't have one hamburger because...
Well,
why
only
are you
if I'm having a
McDonald's?
Light lunch. But if I was having a meal,
but
although sometimes when I was a meat eater
and
I wasn't responsible for the Amazon fires,
then
a standard meal, two hamburgers, all very nice. Sometimes I'd mix it up a bit. I'd have one hamburger, six nuggets.
Yeah.
And large fries.
Absolutely.
Finish it off with an apple pie.
For me, the hamburger and cheeseburger, that's essentially that's a starter.
Okay.
Or if you didn't fancy a starter and you've had your meal, it's pudding. Nuggets, I consider a side. That's your side starters.
Really?
Yeah, I would consider that. So my order is to have a large chocolate milkshake. I'll have a Big Mac or quarter pounder if I'm feeling saucy. Right?
Okay.
Medium fries. I'm not an animal.
Oh.
Right? Sweet and sour sauce. And then I'll have nuggets on the side, like a side salad. And every now and then, switch it up with a nugget.
Like I'm starting to do more and more at home with virtually every meal by adding crisps.
Exactly
to
that.
The side.
Exactly that, crisps on the side.
Yeah.
Because it adds a crunch.
Really, it's becoming the norm.
Oh, it's terrible, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like when you have a slice of bread with dinner. Why are you doing that?
Oh, God.
Me and Beck had a slice of bread with dinner for ages. A very northern thing.
Yeah, but I think it makes sense. And there's no reason, like everything, all sorts of food's ponced up nowadays. There's no reason we can't have an artisan roll with anything.
Absolutely not. Have you had like a spaghetti bolognese? So it's something classy.
So, what I would call sloppy food.
Sloppy food, right? And you add an artisan roll. No one's saying a word.
No.
Right? If you've got half a packet of Warburtons there... But I do love McDonald's.
Oh,
I do like it a lot.
It?
I like the branding.
I do.
It looks very cool.
Yes.
The only thing I don't like about McDonald's is being in a McDonald's.
That is the worst part, isn't it? Having to physically get your food.
It was always bad, but now it's just, God almighty, it's awful.
I would far rather, and I frequently do now, if I'm going to go to McDonald's, I'll drive through, and I'll sit in my car and eat
it. Yeah, it's much better.
That is much better.
Yeah.
And did you know that there are fecal remains on those touchscreens?
I've heard this. Yes, there's fecal remains on this. But the thing is, Phil, there's fecal remains on everything, it seems.
There is, but I would reckon there's probably more fecal remains in a McDonald's than there is in a John Lewis.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
Although I have seen many middle managers in my life not wash their hands.
No one washes their hands.
I do.
I do as well, but men tend to not wash their hands.
They don't.
It's weird. It's like
really
seen as
weird.
Not manly. Yeah, so many men don't wash their hands. And then they shake hands, which is why I don't like shaking hands.
Because
that's like literally going, oh, here's my dick. So, Phil, the Arch Deluxe. The Arch Deluxe.
Good name.
What was it?
It was a hamburger launched by McDonald's that was specifically marketed towards adults.
Okie dokie, when did it happen?
May 1996 until August 2000.
How many people died?
No people, but a lot of cows.
So, McDonald's, Phil, we all know McDonald's. Da, 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 da. I'm enjoying it.
Yes.
Before we get into the meat of this hamburger tale, give me some facts about McDonald's.
Certainly will, Phil. The brothers Richard and Morris McDonald opened the first McDonald's restaurant in San Bernardino, California in 1940, just before they got involved in the war.
Did they get involved in the war?
Not McDonald's, but America.
Oh, America itself.
I mean, McDonald's may have done. I don't know how. But but America certainly did. Well, you know, I like to, you know, in the same way you base everything around its resemblance to the Ripper, I like to base everything around war. So what I'd say, we're standing alone. America's not involved yet. Pearl Harbor hasn't happened. 1940.
Oh, of course. Do you think much like the Coca-Cola company launching Fanta in Nazi Germany?
Oh, Nazi drink.
Do you think that maybe the McDonald's maybe started something called the Von Burger? The Von Burger in Nazi Germany to try and get some cash out of them. The Von Burger Deluxe. Would you like cheese?
It comes with cheese. So McDonald's started in 1940, right?
Yep.
But it was only when milkshake mixer salesman Ray Kroc purchased the franchising rights from the brothers that things really took off.
So he sold milkshake makers, didn't he?
Yes.
And he was a mega entrepreneur.
Mm.
And he was going around just selling milkshake makers to various burger chains and drive it. It was a big driving explosion, right? So to drive-in movie theatres and stuff like that. And then he got an order from the McDonald's brothers for like 10 milkshake makers or something. So like a huge amount of milkshake makers.
For a small company.
But because he was a mega entrepreneur, instead of just going, oh, this is a good order, he went, what are these dickheads doing that they need 10 milkshake makers?
Yeah, I think that was it. He went there and thought this is a slick operation.
Because they were doing it like Ford cars, right? Mm. They were making burgers like Ford made cars. Is that right?
Yeah. Only in black.
Yeah, that's right. You can have any burger as long as it's black charcoal,
burnt black. Of course, they never are. Always very tender.
That's Burger King's motto, isn't it? Yeah. You can have any burger as long as it's bollocksed, as long as it's knackered. So Ray Kroc, he really kind of kicked him up the arse.
Yeah, he's the main guy. He franchised it and things took off from there. McDonald's, fact number two, are banned in Bermuda.
Why?
I don't know the actual facts, all right? It's something to do with the type of business McDonald's are in are not allowed to be on Bermuda if they're not based in Bermuda.
Okay, fact me three times.
In the 1960s, McDonald's executives almost got rid of the golden arches symbol until design consultant Louis Cheskin was brought in. Now, Cheskin was said to be a fan of Sigmund Freud, and this has led some to believe that the arches have a hidden meaning. He claimed that the shape of the arches subconsciously reminds people of a giant set of breasts. The arches symbolise, this is slightly creepy, Mother McDonald's breasts.
Well, okay, well, pictorially, I suppose they are benevolent, aren't they? They do envelop, don't they? They go over like an umbrella or a house. Or they are protecting those.
Okay, yes.
But I don't believe the boobs thing because, you know, I would say it's pretty much 50-50 men and women who go to McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that McDonald's was like a, you know, a harbinger of the patriarchy. You know what I mean?
I'll give it 6 months of turning everything into it. You never know.
I would say so. So I don't see why that would be attracting women going, oh, look, it's a big pair of tits. I'll go and get a burger. Mm. But one thing that they do symbolise is safety. And I do think that it's like, it's a big, golden, warming thing in the sky, usually. Mm. So it's quite like the sun. And you know, like if you're driving along a motorway and it's pissing down, it's dark, it's raining, you see those golden arches. If you're in a country where you've never been to before and you are wandering the streets, you're hungry on the foot, you see those glowing golden arches.
It's a saviour.
It's a saviour. Mm. I think it's more...
It's almost religious.
It's more a religious thing. It's more a, we are saved, we're warm, we're fed, you know, that, and they're golden hanging in the sky. Right.
I think that's one of the beauties, isn't it? You can get the same meal in Bognor
absolutely
as you could in Bogota.
I had a conversation with a fantastic comedian called Paul Tonkinson.
Oh, very good. Yes, Paul.
And he was talking to me. He's converted to Catholicism.
Okay.
And he told me that one of the great things about Catholicism is that you go to your local mass, right? And you know all the people. And you know when to stand up. You know when to sit down. You know when to tell the priest it's all your fault. You know, if you're 12 years old, you know when to kneel down in the vestry. You know, you know the things that you have to do, right? And he says the thing about it is it's really comforting because you go anywhere in the world and it's exactly the same. You go to Africa, you can go to mass and you're at home, you know what he's doing. And to me, that's McDonald's, right? Because McDonald's is the same wherever you go. Yeah. Absolutely does not matter. If you order a Big Mac in China, you're fine, right? They'll know what it is and you can get it and pay for it and all the rest of that. And it's that, I think, that they symbolise.
Oh, like, I think you're absolutely more, right.
I mean, he's not a fan of boobs, but like, I think that's probably more to do with it.
Be honest with you, I don't think it's boobs.
I don't think it's boobs.
No.
No. I think what it is it was started by the McDonald brothers and their name begins with an M. Yeah. So the logo was a big M. Fact me four times.
There is a ski-through McDonald's in Sweden.
Of course there is.
Genius. Old McDonald's uniforms get recycled into mattress stuffing. In the summer months in New England, USA, you can get a McLobster roll.
Oh, lovely. The only McDonald's sort of off-menu thing that I've really enjoyed was I was in Japan and they had a thing called a teriyaki burger.
Ooh.
And I would like them to bring that over. That was extremely nice.
Well, anything teriyaki is lovely, isn't it? I mean, that's that's just a rule that you can put teriyaki sauce on anything.
Yes, absolutely.
I do like it occasionally where you do end up in a different country and you go into McDonald's and obviously you only eat the standard stuff you would have anywhere. But they do have a little twist.
Yeah.
What I particularly like is it makes me think I can speak French. Un hamburger,
yeah.
Pommes de frites, choisson de pommes.
What's smash on the pom?
Apple pie.
Oh, God.
See, so I could go into McDonald's in France. And when I was in my 20s and I wasn't confident in speaking French,
yeah,
I would just eat McDonald's all the time.
Absolutely.
Safety.
Yeah.
It's those big, it's Mother McDonald's breasts. I think McDonald's tagline should be, McDonald's, you never need to come out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. McDonald's. Oh, thank fuck.
Every chicken nugget that McDonald's sells is guaranteed to be one of four distinct shapes.
Oh.
The boot, the bell, the ball, the bone. Think about it, they are.
Oh, they are, aren't they?
Mm.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because if there was three shapes, you'd be like, there are only three shapes. But being four shapes, suddenly you think it's random. Because four is too much for your brain to get out of the handle of, isn't it? Four different shapes is like, I don't know what I'm looking at here.
That's why they do it with those kids things, when you got to put a square in a hole and because they do more than three. It's complicated.
Exactly, complicated that way.
First man to ever play Ronald McDonald
was
eventually fired for being too fat.
Okay, so I think we've got the measure of the company. Tell me about the Arch Deluxe.
I will, Phil. But first of all, I'm going to tell you what it was.
Okay.
A quarter pound of beef.
Lovely.
On a split top potato flour sesame seed bun.
Right.
Topped with a circular piece of peppered bacon.
Oh, circular bacon. Ooh. Nothing says class like circular bacon, does it? Oh, circular bacon.
It shouts nature.
Oh, doesn't it? Yeah.
Lettuce.
Lovely.
Tomato,
cheese,
onions,
right.
Ketchup,
ooh,
and a secret mustard and mayonnaise sauce. Now, I don't eat a lot of those ingredients, but I appreciate for people who do, that sounds gorgeous.
It does sound nice. I do get annoyed with the secret sauce. No one gives a fuck.
No
one cares about your secret sauce.
If it's that good, tell me what it is.
I mean, do you know what it is? It's mayonnaise, mate. Tell you what, it's mayonnaise with a bit of mustard in it if you're fucking lucky, right? It really annoys me. You ever watch Man vs. Food?
Yes.
Oh, nobody cares, mate, about this special barbecue sauce in some shithole shack barbecue restaurant in Louisiana. Nobody is hiding around the corner going, Jesus Christ, he's put a bit of demerara sugar in there. We're going to make millions. No one gives a fuck about your barbecue sauce, mate.
I saw Jack Whitehall a couple of years ago, and he said, do you know what the secret ingredient in KFC is? Salt.
That's it.
That really made me laugh.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Human beings like salt and sugar and fat.
Mm.
We'll lick that shit off anything.
Mm.
Like, if you go to a posh restaurant, what you're getting in that posh restaurant is butter, right? A posh restaurant should say, good afternoon, sir. What would you like to lick your butter off? You can lick your butter off chicken, lick your butter off beef. We have a selection of vegetables, which we have bathed in butter. That's all we're fucking doing.
I'm strongly also of the belief that if you were to put an old plank of wood in tempura batter, I would eat it.
Absolutely.
I'll certainly have a go.
Okay, so they made a secret mustard and mayonnaise sauce. I think that's probably the ingredients right there, if I'm honest. What's in this secret mustard and mayonnaise sauce, mate? Well, I don't want to blow your mind. And there's two bottles in the kitchen. So how did the thing get to be born? What birthed the Arch Deluxe Burger?
Now, you know what big companies are like, Phil. They're always doing market research, always coming up with ways to stay relevant and thinking about how they can make more money.
Lovely.
Yeah? That's exactly what McDonald's were doing in the mid-90s. Blur v Oasis, Boris Yeltsin, Charles and Di DeVos.
Yes.
They came, McDonald's that is, to realise that because things like better healthcare and, ironically, better diet meant people were living longer.
Right.
That meant that there are more older people walking around.
Old people.
Yeah. And it doesn't take more than one brief glance, Phil, at Ronald McDonald to give you the vibe that maybe the company wasn't pitching to those older people.
Or very old people. It's a little bit like the pyjamas thing. Like, you start your life in pyjamas and then you go to pants. Then at some point, you're back in them fucking pyjamas, mate.
Oh, I'm back in them.
You're back in them, aren't you? Yeah. And I'm back in the pyjamas now as well. When you hit 90, suddenly you're being entertained by clowns and jugglers again, aren't you?
That is true, actually.
Isn't it? You're around a whole people's home. Nobody's doing Brecht, are they? So they were trying to get old people to eat McDonald's.
Yes.
I'm up for this as well, because hopefully I see a few of them off.
Oh, yes, you are quite ageist, aren't you? I forgot that. Whereas I'm quite into respect.
I don't mind respecting them while we kill them off. Look, I'm not aggressive about it. I'm more than happy to let the weather do it.
But it wasn't just about feeding hamburgers to really old people, Phil, as much as I know that would appeal to youth. McDonald's wanted to appeal to urban sophisticates. The type of people who would have drunk Perrier in the 80s, yeah. listened to Moon Safari by Air in the 90s,
Deffers.
And nowadays would insist upon a no-carb, low-carb, high-carb, plant-based, protein-rich, wheat-free and rich seed breakfast.
Wankers, essentially.
Essentially.
Wankers are great to market to, aren't they? Because wankers have lots of money a lot of the time. Mm. You have to have a certain amount of income to be a real wanker,
yes.
right? If I was a company, I would absolutely spearhead any campaign right towards the wankers. So anyway, McDonald's, they saw the green fields of wankers.
Yes.
Thousands of wankers out there.
Exactly. Now, to do this appeal to urban sophisticates, McDonald's weren't silly enough to get rid of all their existing and successful lines.
No.
No. They decided to create a new line of products that they hoped would be seen as more sophisticated. The idea for the Arch Deluxe was born.
In the hallowed halls of their head office in Oak Brook, Illinois, the company commissioned executive chef Andrew Salvaggio. I know it's mad because it is food, but the idea that McDonald's has a chef.
I know. You think it would have a computer?
Lab technician is more what you think. Head lab technician. This chef, he's not got a tall hat. He's got a white coat. So, yes, Andrew Salvaggio.
Incidentally,
oh yeah,
he's now the vice president of Smashburger.
I reckon we should say what executive chef Andrew Salvaggio's last meal would be before he dies.
A bottle of Grigoch Hills Estate Chardonnay with a warm baguette and sweet butter. Seared diver scallops with a uni beer blanc, frise salad, and a warm sherry vinaigrette. Bacon fat duck cracklings and a poached egg. Peppercorn studded strip steak with a cognac mushroom glacé de viande with heavy cream and lemon. Anna potatoes, pistachio gelato and panna cotta, and a glass of ice wine. I may be old-fashioned, Phil, but that doesn't sound like a man best placed to revamp the Big Mac.
Absolutely. It's ironic as well, because my last meal would be Big Mac fries. Old Andy Salvaggio, he beavered away in his kitchen.
His spotless laboratory.
Yeah, that's right. And he came up with the Fish Fillet Deluxe.
Okay.
The Grilled Chicken Deluxe. The Crispy Chicken Deluxe.
Sounds posh.
And the flagship Arch Deluxe Burger. McDonald's actually used a Mr. Salvaggio in an advert to promote the Arch Deluxe.
Andrew Salvaggio, McDonald's executive chef, food enthusiast, and the man who actually created the Arch Deluxe.
Quality ingredients are just the start of a great burger.
Crisp leaves of iceberg lettuce. The stone-ground mustard sauce. The soft, comforting potato roll.
I'm in the zone.
All layered together in one symphony of taste. I made it for you.
I'm in the zone.
He's in the zone. Does he mean the kitchen?
He's in the zone in the kitchen.
So the burger came with its own line dance, which is unusual. I'm not really sure how committed McDonald's were to this new adult taste. Because you look at the actual McDonald's website from 1996, and mentally you can still do that. It's possible online. 1996, this is literally the start of the internet.
Pretty much, right? Isn't it? It's having to do everything in HTML.
Yeah.
Little cartoon people sort of going waving and dick. Yeah.
It's starting your porn downloads before you go to school and having it there ready when you get home, isn't it? That's 1996. Now you'll see from the original 1996 website the header McDonald's new deluxe line, especially for grown-up tastes. Right, let Ronald McDonald teach you the deluxe line dance.
Ooh.
It doesn't sound massively adult,
especially if Ronald McDonald's teaching you.
I think if you went to the Ivy and they said, oh, you know, welcome, the Ivy is an amuse-bouche, right? If you just like, we're going to do achy breaky hearts now.
Should we have a go at the line dance?
Go for it.
Step forward, arms up. Step back, arms down. Crisscross, arms high. Crisscross, arms low. Slide to the right, arms to the left. Slide to the left, arms to the right. Right arm roll up and down twice, like a wave in the ocean. Step forward and form the golden arches with your arms.
The Mobot.
Yes. Good idea. Yes. Yeah. Step back, arms at side. clap. Four, hop, quarter, turn, to the right, start again.
You're all being made redundant. Oh, man, do you know what? If you went into work, were the people who worked at McDonald's supposed to do that?
Well, according to the Chicago Tribune newspaper, they really, really wanted to capitalise on the popularity of the Macarena at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the employees were shuttled from all around the area to its headquarters to do the deluxe lessons.
Oh, Christ.
And a pep rally for this apparently kicked off with a live performance of the village people doing it in full regalia.
Jesus Christ. People forget how big line dancing was. That was a real big craze, right? Massive big craze. My mum is still very much addicted.
Oh, still quite popular, isn't it?
It is amongst the old folks.
Yes.
She knows quite a lot of modern music by stepping forwards and stepping back, stepping to the side and stepping back, clapping once.
None of this line dancing Ronald McDonald malarkey sounds very grown up to me.
No, it absolutely isn't.
And, Phil, as if that wasn't enough, one of their adverts claimed that the burger contained a new secret sauce for grown-ups. I am not going to eat anything that contains a secret sauce for grown-ups.
It's disgusting.
It's like, you don't often get it, but some of the low rent restaurants and places still have chef special sauce. There is no way on earth.
Yeah, that's right.
I am going to eat chef special sauce.
That's like, it's a special sauce for people who've complained a little bit too much during the meal. McDonald's had done their market research film. They'd gone round the whole of Canada.
Canada, a good place to test stuff.
And given the product a soft launch there in October 1995. And Canadians had told them exactly what they wanted to hear. They'd said, we like burger, we like line dancing.
And we're grown up.
And we're grown up. And you've managed to distill those three Canadian...
Staples.
The line dance is the burger that you've managed to distill them...
Into a patty.
Into one patty. Canadians, they were loving it. They were all about it. The burger with the grown-up taste was officially launched in May 1996.
To accompany it, Phil,
was
the largest ever advertising spend for a fast food chain at the time.
Jesus.
I think still is. Some $150 million.
How does it cost that much to market a burger?
And you think 1996, that's going to be a lot more now.
So it was time for McDonald's to sit back and rake in some of the expected $1 billion, Phil, that the new burger was estimated to make. Except they didn't, because not many people bought the burger.
Within 4 months, the bigwigs at McHQ were realising that things weren't going to plan. Stores were complaining about the poor sales, and that led to the then head of McDonald's, Edward H. Renzi. Love the fact that Americans always put a single letter.
Always, always back it in. You don't get the whole middle name unless they murder somebody, though. if you're a businessman, you get the initial.
Yeah.
Murder somebody, whole second name's in there.
This memo essentially meant that the head of McDonald's wasn't listening. Because he stated that the Arch Deluxe was never intended to be a silver bullet. Only those who expected a miracle were disappointed.
It sounded quite nice, don't you think?
Yeah, sounds lovely.
I mean, it sounds, I've got to be honest, it sounds like a burger.
Yeah.
It's a quarter pound of beef, bacon, lettuce, cheese, tomato. Secret sauce for grown-ups.
Mm.
But if you went into McDonald's and they said, right, it was a Big Mac, right? Or... what we've got out the back is we've got a guy in a chef's hat and he's got a barbecue going and we can do you a proper barbecue burger. Real cheese, Monterey Jack cheese, proper burger. He's going to barbecue it for you, give it to you in a seeded bun for the same price. What do you want? I'd be like, it was a fucking Big Mac, mate.
Yeah.
Because that's why I came.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here. Yeah. I'm here to buy a Big Mac and I seem to remember that you sell them. So McDonald's had thrown a lot of money to get the message across. People knew about the Arch Burger, Phil, right? But the facts are it did not sell.
Right.
What are the reasons why people didn't buy it, Phil?
The adverts.
Mm.
They weren't very good.
Oh.
Instead of customers seeing the fun-crazed, family-loving Ronald McDonald dancing around...
Terrifying.
...they saw kids grimacing in disgust at the restaurant's latest offering.
It's a really strange thing to have done in an advert, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a deliberate thing, you see. That's the trouble by McDonald's. They wanted to ram home the not-for-kids sophistication of their new burger.
Yeah.
So they showed a load of kids going, ooh, no, ooh. Very, very odd.
Very strange.
And, of course, the problem there is that adults and parents... don't find a child's sheer disgust at a burger a very appetizing proposition for themselves.
But you could see that it'd be better for them to be like, this is gorgeous. They could be like, no, this is for adults.
Yeah, you've got your Play-Doh or whatever.
This is for us. Yeah. You know, and the kids really want it, but they can't because it's for adults. Not like, this is fucking right.
Yeah.
And the adults going, yes, it is, darling, but this is what we eat.
And couple that with old Andy in the zone, Salvaggio's big fleshy face everywhere, and you've got an uphill battle on your hands, Phil. Yeah. Now, the company became aware of this very quickly and brought Ronald McDonald back to the front line.
Yeah.
Trouble is, this time, they showed the painted-faced goon doing adult things, like playing golf,
oh dear,
shooting pool, or dancing in nightclubs.
So, the absolute stuff of nightmares.
This is when clowns do get scary.
Yeah.
Because it really contradicted the family-friendly atmosphere that McDonald's had cultivated for so long.
A terrifying clown playing golf.
Nobody wants to see a giant clown at their golf club or contemplate the implications, Phil, of what a more adult clown would be getting up to when the cameras were turned off.
You don't want to think of Ronald McDonald as a sexual being, do you? Because if Ronald McDonald existed, he has got some serious problems, some serious issues that he needs to get sorted out beyond his diet.
And beyond having to order his shoes specially off the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're very big.
Imagine how much pent-up rage Ronald McDonald has just connected to that.
In short, the adverts were taking McDonald's away from its core demographic and away from its perceived family values. So designing a new burger that excluded the children and emphasises luxury consumer groups broke the bond of trust with former customers.
It's not what we want. It's not what we want.
No.
I want a Big Mac.
Exactly.
And I don't want to see how you make it. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care how you make it. I'd rather not know what was in it.
Anyway, you've hit the nail on the head, Phil, because people do not go to McDonald's for its refinement.
Absolutely.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that nobody considers McDonald's sophisticated.
No.
People go to McDonald's because it's cheap, convenient, the stuff they've been selling since the 1970s that tastes good, and they are every bloody where, as we have mentioned.
Exactly.
McDonald's, you know what you're getting.
To a certain extent. McDonald's, you think you know what you're getting.
But, Phil, this is the problem, you see. When you've got all these core strengths that McDonald's have built up over the years, why would you want or expect that company to appeal to a sophisticated urban demographic? Yeah. And that brings us on, Phil, to three. Price.
Yeah.
The Arch Deluxe was priced for those more sophisticated sorts.
Wankers.
And therefore, it was priced a little bit more because wankers,
they love to pay a bit more.
39 cents more, okay. Exactly. Which
I 20p?
Yeah, but nowadays probably equates to about a quid.
Oh, okay.
And you go, oh, Arch Deluxe, quid Big more. Mac, quid more.
Yeah.
But the thing is, these sorts of wankers weren't interested in paying more for a slightly different burger from a fast food outlet. These sort of people would rather just go somewhere a bit classier.
Yeah.
Hence, McDonald's was left selling or trying to sell a more expensive burger to a demographic that didn't want it.
Yeah. It's nonsense. Mm. It's madness.
Cost to stores.
Yeah.
If people aren't buying the burger, then it's costing the stores money. The Arch Deluxe had its own bun, its own sauce, its own bacon.
Yeah.
All of that has to be kept in stock and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an unnecessary outlay when other McDonald's products tend to use the same basic interchangeable ingredients.
You can mix and match.
Yeah.
Very clever.
But Arch Deluxe, all individual, costing the stores more. Health.
Hmm.
Consumer groups realised that the Arch Deluxe wasn't very healthy.
What a shock.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what people were expecting, but
I mean, it's beef, bacon and cheese.
But nevertheless, it was nearly 700 calories, which is about 40% of your daily calorie recommended intake.
Ooh, is it really?
That's without the fries.
Wow. So it's your whole day's calories.
Virtually. Well, 40%. In one meal.
Split
well, and I don't think you would have a Arch Deluxe without fries or maybe a Coke.
No, you'd have the triumvirate, wouldn't you? You'd have the burger, fries and milkshake.
It also contained 36 grams of fat and 79% of the US recommended daily allowance of salt.
Jesus.
Urban sophisticates do not want those sort of stats.
No, they do not. Wankers like sit-ups. They don't like that much fat on their burger.
Now, though, Phil, if we look beyond all the branding, in hindsight, we can tell you where it all went wrong, chap, because they're all really clever, these people, aren't they, going, this is where you went wrong. You went wrong with your adverts and you went wrong with... But look beyond all that, right? I think that the failure could lie squarely on the shoulders of Andy...
In the zone!
Salvaggio and his simple inability to create a burger that people wanted to eat.
Mm.
Although, you could argue that would be unfair, because the Arch Deluxe has not been the only McDonald's menu failure throughout the years.
Oh, yeah, they throw a lot of shit at the wall, don't they, I think, yeah. Mm.
The Hula Burger.
Oh, God.
Invented in 1962 as a meatless alternative for Catholics on Lent.
Wow.
It consisted of a grilled piece of pineapple with a slice of cheese in a bun.
Yeah, that's a nan's barbecue, isn't it? Oh, God, we're not going around the nan's, are we, for barbecue? She doesn't know what she's doing.
God, if the Russians don't get you. In 2002, Norway started selling a beef and veggie pita sandwich called the McAfrica.
McAfrica.
McAfrica. At the time, many African countries were experiencing severe famines, and a public backlash caused them to withdraw the item.
It's a famine burger. That's a bad one.
That's
isn't
not
it?
A good one, is it? The not good,
well
is
done
it?
Norway.
The McGratin croquette.
Ooh, slips off the tongue. McGratin croquette.
Introduced for the Japanese market, this combined macaroni, mashed potatoes,
Jesus,
and shrimp in a deep fried croquette like patty. This patty then went on a bun with a bed of cabbage.
That is absolutely rank. So fish, cake and cabbage in a bap.
And here's a few, Phil, that don't need any explanation. They just all failed. The Mook hot dog.
Ugh.
The Mook spaghetti. Onion nuggets.
Do you know what? Onion nuggets sounds like what health professionals call a really bad skin disease. You know, they have their own shorthand. Oh, we're in bed three. That's a bad case of onion nuggets. Oh, my granddad had his onion nuggets cut off. He kept them in a jar in the garage for years.
Phil, tell me about the aftermath.
The Arch Deluxe limped on for a few years, like they always do. Yeah. The outlets who sold it slowly and reduced it until it was quietly discontinued, quietly taken out to the woods and shot in the back of the head on the 18th of August 2000. It's estimated that McDonald's total spend on the Arch Deluxe, including research, production and marketing, was over $300 million.
Wow, and that's 1996. So today, that's $40 trillion.
No, it isn't.
No, but it's a lot more.
Okay, yeah, that's right. $300 quadrillion bagrillion dollars.
That's a lot of money, but it's not all doom and gloom, Phil, because all that market research, McDonald's used all that to help shape their salad range.
And we fucking know, salad shaker.
We know.
Are you telling me that this led directly to the fucking salad shaker?
Yes. Andy Salvaggio.
Oh, dearie me. He's the architect of the salad shaker. He's Albert Speer. He's the Albert Speer of McDonald's.
I'm going to be controversial here.
Ooh.
But was it a flawed idea or was it an idea that was ahead of its time?
I think it probably was, yeah.
Yeah. Although a more poncy burger with better ingredients geared towards adults in a fast food outlet seemed unrealistic back in the 1990s. Yeah. We see it everywhere nowadays.
Gourmet burger kitchen.
Wanker burgers.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Any pub's got a wanker burger.
I'll go to a festival. Can't move for wanker burgers.
Exactly. So, was it just ahead of its time? Yeah. There's no reason to think that McDonald's can't offer a premium burger that sits well within its current production line today.
No.
I think they could do it.
Do you think they'll have a go?
Funny you say that. Because in 2018, in selected stores, McDonald's did start selling the Arch Burger, a burger that takes a lot from the Arch Deluxe. Same sauce, same bun, same basic ingredients.
Oh.
Doesn't seem to have progressed much more since then. I would still be surprised to not see something a bit more upmarket resurrected in this age of sausages with black and white photos of the farmer on the back.
Do you know what? If McDonald's, if they quietly brought back the Arch Deluxe Burger and they put it on, you know, and I went down to the marina, to the McDonald's drive-thru there, and I saw it on the menu, I'd get a Big Mac. So, Phil, that was the tremendous story of the Arch Deluxe. The Arch Deluxe, you know, special adult sauce. Our fault or God's fault? What do you reckon, Philip Lucas?
I think it was the fault of whoever decided to make Ronald McDonald an adult and therefore a sexual being.
And in the end, all of our faults for preferring shit to quality. So thank you so much for listening to the CB Wallet podcast this week. Phil, what are we doing next week?
We're going to do the Le Mans, 1955 Le Mans 24-hour race disaster.
Huge crash.
Not nice.
Great big crash of very fast cars, lots of rich people and champers. If you like this podcast, Phil, I hope people do like the podcast because I like it. And it's a bit like McDonald's, isn't it? And it is...
It's fast.
It's fast. It's very low quality.
But it's the sort of shit you like, isn't it? All the horrible shit you like.
How can you get in touch with us, Philip Lucas?
Twitter is the one we most use. And quite frankly, I've got to get to the doctors for an ear appointment. So I can't be bothered to go through the other mediums. But use Twitter at CB Wallop.
Especially to find out how Phil's ear doctor's appointment went. We'll update you on the ear appointment later on.
I need to get to the doctors.
Okay, so have you got anything to add?
No, I can't hear.
So you can't be kept here any longer?
Absolutely. I'm going to start packing up as you say goodbye.
You really need to go now. Phil, he's getting up. He's putting his keys in his pocket. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the CB Wallet podcast. Phil?
I've got to go.
Backpack on his back. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.